This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's a beautiful time of year. Cool mornings, warm days. The time of year when we finally get to wear flannel shirts consistently, you know. You can justify taking up that space in your closet with wintry clothing. And I suppose it depends on your personal elevation as to when the flannel comes out. I remember that after years of living near Tucson in the desert, 50 degrees was certainly time for sweaters and jackets, warm shirts. Ooh, 50 degrees. At our home, over the last 22 years near the banks of the Ojalote, we are a couple thousand feet higher than that desert, and once one gets acclimated to a new elevation, your body changes, and 50 degrees is a nice balmy day. And so it goes for folks who live in the different elevations from Ajo to Bisbee or up into a sky island. At some point in the fall, the flannel comes out. Yeah. Anyway, yay for flannel shirts and blue jean jackets, right? They've been catching a lot of pack rats. I think at the end of the summer and into fall, the offspring of the pack rats look for homes of their own. You know, like say, "Mom, I love you, but I gotta move on." And so I find sign, can you say pack rat scat poop, in our barn or near the 1991 Marvelette. And I have good luck with the live traps, have heart traps. And I catch two or three rats a night. And in the barn, okay, I'm sorry, but I set large snap traps. No birds will get brained by those in the barn. But one cool morning, I went into the barn to do some laundry, and by our washing machine was a western diamondback rattlesnake clasped across its body by a Victor snap trap. After my heart returned to my chest, I saw that it was none the worse for the wear and just cold, you know, and trapped on a concrete floor. And I was able to get the trap off it. And later in the day, when that snake was warm and cranky, I released it a few hundred yards away. "Did he say thank you?" asked Ms. Mosquito. "Well," I said, "he used two words, but they weren't thank you." And listen, in one of those live traps, and I'm not making this up, I caught a snake, a coach whip. Have you ever had an encounter with a Mastacophis flagellum? Oh my God, this one was only 2 feet long, and that explains how it got caught in there. Like a 3 or 4 footer would not have been caught in that trap. But listen, he tried to bite me several times as I lifted the levers to open the doors of that trap. And when I finally plopped him onto the ground, did he race off? No. He raced to me and struck at me several times. Oh, my gosh, before racing off into the grassland. "You're welcome," I shouted. Hey, I was poking around in the hills a while back, a month or so ago, really. No mission, just poking around. Okay. A small mission, looking for some inspiration. But looking at plants and tracks in the dirt, using my binoculars to glass the hills to see what I could see. At one point, you know, I was joined by some U.S. Forest Service employees in the form of some very friendly mules and horses that thought whatever I was doing was just fascinating. And they were sweet, but I walked back to my truck and drove further up the road for some solitude. So I was in oaks and pinyons, Chihuahuan pine, sumacs, good stuff. Small clearings, little meadows were enticing, and I caught a glimpse of something rosy pink out of a small, sunny opening that looks like phlox. I probably said that out loud because I'm prone to talking to myself. I wandered over to it and then saw a few more five-petaled flowers, rosy pink on slender stems. It was phlox. Just a few scattered here and there. I remember years ago on a rocky slope near Sonoida, I just covered in phlox, a pink slope. So what phlox was this? And there are numerous phlox in Arizona, but only a few in the borderlands. So I'm calling this one longifolia. And phlox are in the phlox family, which is very convenient. Pulmoniaceae, it says in my Arizona flora, and I quote, "an almost entirely American family comprising many plants with beautiful flowers." Oh, yeah, Phlox longifolia. So, yeah, maybe next year, though, I'll search for more colorful plants in the phlox family, the Pulmoniaceae. Yeah, yeah. It's, my gosh, it's fun. Listen to me. I'm looking ahead. Whoa. I'm inspired. The borderlands are glorious, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.